T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the second guest show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. We'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike also will be the host, and him and Bobby will greet Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And his guest tonight, Chase Haslett, the son of Jim Haslett. And Chase coaches the tight ends for the Saints. And then at 7:30 tonight, right here on the Big 870, WWL, Monday Night Football, Washington Commanders, Kansas City Chiefs. And we're going to be on the FM side because at 6:30 tonight, it'll be pregame for the Pelicans and the Celtics. Big game, certainly there. And they're going to have a lot of Celtics fans. Man, I went to one of them about, it seemed almost like a home field advantage for the Celtics.
At home court, yeah, home court. It's like, Lakers, Knicks, you know, that kind of Celtics.
And then at 7 o'clock on the Big 870, you can hear it, Pelicans, Celtics, right here on the Big 870. We'll be on the FM side. About 23-3, we'll talk about LSU. Certainly a lot of time with that. Kind of the, watching the same script over and over and over like a movie. You had nothing to hang your hat on offensively. Yep. Your defense played good enough to win. Man, you talk about a great goal line stand. And then they almost did it a second time. You stopped them three times. They got in on the fourth down play.
Barely, yep.
But good gracious. Offensively, all these pre-snap penalties, movement, not knowing what to do. You got fumbles. You got drop passes. It's frustrating to watch that you can't get lined up right, and then you get a pre-snap penalty. Eight penalties, I think, total.
Well, it seems like every game, and it's veteran guys that are doing it.
Yes.
Look, I don't know. How many games you going to win when you score 3 points? Probably none. It's not baseball. I guess you can win 3-2, you know, if you held them to safety or something. But, no, you can't win any game scoring only 3 points. And then you look at the defensive effort, but, you know, it's the sixth time in eight games that the Saints have failed to score 20 points. Sixth time in eight games, so I failed to score 20. That's what I was saying. Remember when I told you at the beginning of the season, we better not get in no shootout. We're not winning.
Yeah,
because we're not going to be able to go back and forth.
Even 23 points, that's not a big number to jump.
No.
For the Saints, it's a big number to jump the shark.
Well, in today's rules, I think even back in the day, you know, 80s and 90s, it was like, can you get, if you have a stout defense, can you get the 23 points? I'd say with the rule changes now, 26, 27. Well, Mike, like I said, we're trying to get to 20. Now, if you have a scoring defense, that's what I would say. If your scoring defense ever gives up 19 and a half or, let's say, 20 or less, then you should win those kind of games. But the sixth time in eight games, the Saints have failed to score 20 points. And, you talk about the Saints' defense. You know, the Buccaneers, they didn't look like they were ready to represent the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. If you look, they had just 81 yards in the first half, and the Saints kept them out of the end zone through the first two quarters. Look how they scored, the pick six.
And, you Bob, know, they were fortunate. They said that the referee went tweet, tweet, tweet with the whistle. I'll watch that over and listen.
It could have been a 14-0 lead.
I didn't hear no tweet, tweet, tweet of a whistle. The Saints were fortunate there. I know we get a lot of people call, oh, the refs are always against the Saints. Oh, no, on that play,
Mike, before
they gave you a square.
Before their offense did anything, that could have been a second defensive touchdown.
Yes.
Hey, look, they appeared to take a 14-0 lead. Antoine Winfield, talk about money well spent and a ball hawk.
That dude can play.
Mike, you remember the playoff game against Tampa Bay? He was a thorn outside with Jerry Cook, forcing him to fumble. Well, guess what? He forced Rashid Shaheed to fumble. Then he raced 47 yards for a touchdown, and that could have been, like I said, the second defensive touchdown. And then
He pulls it out of Olave's
hands. And he ended up getting an interception here that counts against Shuck. But come on, you got to be strong. That's all I'm saying. How many times in the game we're always saying, are we catching the passes that are hitting our hands, or are we dropping, or are we fumbling the ball? You just look at Juwan Johnson.
Yes.
Had one an obvious drop to negate a potential explosive play, and he missed another catchable opportunity to convert on fourth down. And then, like you said, on the Shuck interception to Chris Olave, he hits Olave in the chest. Okay, you got to be strong. And Antoine Winfield just snatches it away and, ripped the ball out. And Antoine Winfield finished the catch instead of Chris Olave. But, Mike, look at it. We had held the Buccaneers just 81 yards in the first half, kept them out the end zone, like I said, the first two quarters. And then you have a most unbelievable goal line stand. You don't see that too often in the NFL.
Not anymore.
Because the Buccaneers took the approach, you know what? I don't care
if they
were trying to bully us.
Yes.
Mike, because you would think they'd do some kind of play action and give Baker Mayfield a run pass option. No, they just kept running right up the middle, and we were just stuffing them. Stuff. First and goal from the one. And, Mike, we stopped them like five plays like that, just trying to bang their heads because of the penalty. I think one time we were off sides. And we contained, before the Monday night game against the Lions, he was the front runner MVP candidate. Well, he hasn't, Mike, against the Lions, and now he is. Now you got to look at all the injuries they're dealing with, but he was able to overcome that. But against the Lions and the Saints, it wasn't no MVP performance. He only threw for 152 yards. So when you the defense, like I said, played for well enough to win. And if you look at, do we get any like splash plays, chunk plays? The Saints haven't had a run more than 10 yards, and only one of the Saints' 71 plays covered more than 16 yards. So we got to, drive the ball down the field, and we're just not going to have success like that. We're not going to score points. There's no chunk splash plays, but you look, we're now 1-7 to start the season as tied for the worst in the league right now because the Jets finally won. Look at the Jets. That's why you never know about the NFL. You think the Bengals, and Flacco is their defense. Flacco, they scored enough points. What was that, 39-38? So you look at now we tied for the worst record right now in the league at 1-7. And I said this before, we were training that way. The club's worst record since 1999. You got to go back to the dark days of Ditka, of Coach Ditka back in 1999. But, Mike, I guess when it rains, it pours. And that's kind of like where we're at right now. And look at Rattler. Okay, that didn't surprise me. Maybe because, Coach Moore, that makes sense. Looking for a spark. I don't know, to have some kind of miraculous comeback or just end on a more positive note instead of, a 23-3.
Yeah.
That maybe, when he came in towards the latter part of the third quarter, look at the difference he made. He drove the team to two touchdowns. But that was not the case. But the reason why you think for Rattler to keep playing, he'd have had to be like he was playing before the Bears game, where he wasn't turning over the football. And, sometimes, it's a team turnover. No, you have to look at it. Look, he committed four turnovers against Chicago last week, followed up with two more in the first half against the Bucs. And then, look, he's moving the team. I looked at this at the beginning of the game, and you have to realize they ball hawk and come in to punch their ball out. All of a sudden, we get a great return by Tipton, 36-plus yards. And then so we starting from, the 37-yard line. And then Rattler to Rashid, they blitz. You know how Coach Bowles could be aggressive? Boy, they knocked the crap out of Rattler and Rashid, but they held on the ball, plus 10. Kamara goes plus 5. And then he threw a couple of plays in that drive, though, to Olave, no yak. When Olave sometimes feels like he's getting tackled, he literally falls down. I know he don't want to take a hit. He's trying to save himself. But I wrote that right at the beginning of the game. But then it was 3rd and 8, a rattler to Belay, plus 10. You know, giving the big target, giving him more opportunities. And then we like on the 33-yard line. So if Rattler doesn't fumble, you would think Groupie got to make this field goal. And we'd have been winning at least 3-0. But Rattler runs for 7 yards, and they come behind and knock the ball out. So now we're -1 in the turnover margin. So those are the type plays. You got to protect that football. It has to be like gold. And then looking at Rattler fumbling on that opening possession, opening drive, taking potential points off the board, and then his interception in the second quarter after we have the goal line stance. And then when you look at it, Mike, though, I was like, oh, we backed up. I hope we don't get a safety. You know, they're going to get us for safety, and then all of a sudden they would be winning like 2-0. No, what happens? Rattler hit Camaro, +9, and then right after that, the batted pass by Anthony Nelson, pick 6.
My thing is somebody block Anthony Nelson, right? Bob, didn't he look like he was in the backfield more than Camara?
Yeah,
yesterday?
Yeah. But the only thing on that play, though, Rattler got to touch it over his head.
Yes.
Because,
yeah, I get that part.
Because he has containment and you're trying to put pressure on him. If you saw, then maybe you run or you get him to suck up to get you and you got to throw it over his head. But he's 6'7". That's that big guy from Iowa. You
yes.
can't. You got to realize, boy, that's when you say game of
hey,
inches.
This ain't college football no more.
But, Mike, he had a game. He don't even Hassan Reddick usually starts off. He don't even start off, but he had a Chase Young kind of game. He had 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 2 tackles for a loss, an interception, pass defended, forced fumble. It's like Todd Bowles can see that. Well, I know even he's not a starter, but he needs to definitely be more in the rotation and get more snaps when you're having that kind
yeah,
of impact.
Yeah, he wants to play the Saints again.
But you know who stepped up? And you got to give him credit for us. Because this is what we saw in OTA's minicamp, more in training camp because they had the pads on, Chase Young.
Yes.
Chase Young had the game yesterday. What we thought, and I thought he'd have the impact, and I said, well, if he plays every game, he'll have double-digit sacks. Well, you look yesterday, he had 1.5 sacks. He had 2 quarterback hurries, a tackle for loss, pass defending. He forced a fumble and recovered a fumble. Mike, when he got the sack, it was a trifecta. Okay, he got the sack, forced a fumble on the sack, and then he recovered it. So Chase Young came to play. Now we need the whole team to come to play like that.
That was two... I wrote it down. I think there was 2 plays. He influenced Baker Mayfield
yeah.
into throwing an incomplete pass.
Oh, without a doubt.
You could see Baker looked his way, and he's closing in, and then he got rid of it, and
well,
he sort of overshot.
I don't know. I look at all the quarterbacks. You know who look like, and he's young now. You know, and now what I observe in the Superdome, Drake May look way better than Baker Mayfield. Man, Drake May, I'm telling you.
Yesterday. Bob, he was running for his life in the first half because...
Boy, poor Will Campbell. Miles Garrett beat him up for 3 sacks.
No, like I said, man, this ain't the SEC no yeah. more. All these guys are good. And then what they did in the second half, they swung him to the other side of the field. He beat that guy for 2 sacks.
Well, and ironically, you know, you think about, boy, when it rains, it pours, the damn Texas A&M connection. Will Campbell, LSU, Miles Garrett, Texas A&M. Mike, now he was dominant at Texas A&M, but he's more dominant NFL player. I mean, he's the bright spot for the Browns every week. But looking at Drake May, Mike, I think now, by the way he's played, now it's all in hindsight, he should have been the #1 overall pick. Even because Jayden Daniels now, look, okay, he's been hurt and all that. But, you know, you're prisoner of the moment.
Just
who's hot right now?
Jayden Daniels got picked 2. He got picked 3.
But you know what I'm saying? Like right now,
Caleb was one.
Who's the best flavor right now? The you know, we prisoner of the moment. Oh, yeah. Drake May. Who's hot right now? Drake May.
Well, but he got hot in the second half.
Yeah.
And boy, I got to give him credit. I know we got to go to break. Kayshawn Boutte.
Yeah.
He has changed his life around. Much more focused young man.
He got to be excited to be with the Patriots.
And he got a guy throwing him the – man, give me that new contract,
right,
coach.
Right.
I'll stay here. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America. according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. And then at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, his guest tonight, Saints tight end coach Chase Haslett. Want to tell everybody that basketball is back and WWL is the home of New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans have another home game tonight against Boston. You can catch all the actions, the Pels versus the Celtics in the Smoothie King tonight. Pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7 p.m. on the Big 870 WWL. When we come back, Ross Dellinger will join us from Yahoo.com right after this break.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our phone lines, and we have on with us, he covers college football scene for Yahoo Sports and college football. He knows a little bit about the LSU scene because he was there a little while. Ross Dellinger. Ross, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good to be on.
Ross, let me ask you this. Pete Jenkins told me this right after James Franklin got fired. And he said, Mike, you know, a lot of people say, you know, the Jimbo Fisher situation, that's an anomaly. Not everybody got a check to write, you know, out to like what they did to Jimbo. But he said, I'm telling you what, there ain't no coach safe anymore. Because he said, you know, just look at that Forbes 500. Like he said, you always talk to me, and I always will talk to him about it. Look all the different people that are in there now, people with money. He said, man, you know, you always tell me, they got money in Louisiana. It may not be the wealthiest people in the world, but accumulative, they got money there. And he said, I'm just telling you, we live in that world where no one is safe anymore from getting fired. And he said, just think of Franklin. He was one game away from playing for the national championship, and he'd get run off midseason.
So, Ross, when you think about that, Coach Ho's buyout seems like a bargain. I mean, now it's like, that's nothing. Now it's like, hovering around $50 million. It's like, you know, Jimbo's the upper echelon. But now you look at Franklin and now Kelly, you can round it off like $50 million. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, we let the lawyers take care of figuring out exactly how you get paid. But, man, I think Pete's right. There is no coach really safe today that this could potentially happen to you. And, man, the parachute's nice. When you're talking about, like, even Billy Napier got over $20 million.
Yeah, that was Coach Ho territory.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It is crazy right now. We're in the middle of, a sort of historic coaching cycle. I mean, we've never seen anything like this, and it's not even November yet. You've already got three sort of blue blood jobs, Florida, LSU, Penn State open. You could have a couple more, Florida State, Auburn. There's obviously rumors about Sark in Texas and stuff too. So you could have a lot of openings here. You could really have a third of the top 15 jobs in the country open, and you could have a third of the power conference jobs, the 70 power conference jobs open because of all the domino effect and movement. And guys, already, if LSU does end up reaching an agreement for with Brian Kelly over even half of his buyout, we are already going to exceed the record number of buyout in a single year for fired FBS coaches. It's over $140 million at least. And the record was $132 million from 2 years ago. So it's crazy right now. People want to ask, like, why? You know, why is it crazy? I think it's a few reasons. But number one, and somebody at LSU mentioned this to me yesterday, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, certainly 10 or 15 years ago, guys, when you went 9-3, 10-2, maybe even 8-4, your team was going to a warm weather Florida Bowl. Everybody was sort of excited, right, to go to the bowl, Gator Bowl, the Citrus Bowl. And now the only thing people care about is going to the playoffs. And if you miss the playoffs, which means you've lost more than 2 or 3 games, sort of the season's over and your coach is in jeopardy of getting fired.
And Ross, to me, that's not asking too much. Because much is given, much is required for LSU. They wouldn't say, he has to win a national championship. Can you be in the top 12? I mean, you know, it's not like, and to show you how I got bamboozled, and I think a lot of us about Clemson, I was like, after the first game when they beat Clemson, I go, we don't even need a 12-team playoff. We would be in the 4-team playoff. Boy, what was I ever fooled. Look at Clemson, how you just never know. But the question I have for you, when you look at, okay, what's like an ideal job? And obviously, you know, money's always going to do the talking, but the proximity to recruit players and now to entice those players from a financial standpoint to come to university, what's more an attractive job? Is it LSU or the Florida Gators? Because you look in that vicinity, you look all the football players that they have. And the Tiger Stadium is awesome, but so is the Swamp. So what's a more intriguing job to you? And let's say like Lane Kiffin's the hot topic. Can Ole Miss, can they keep Lane Kiffin, can they keep him in Oxford versus a place like LSU or Florida?
Ross, the question is not if. He is the hot topic.
Yeah, but I mean, can Ole Miss, we want him, but I mean, I don't, you know, if you get in a battle, what's up with that?
Yeah, I think we have to realize sort of we are in like a new era, right, of college athletics where you've got athletes getting compensated. And so that sort of changes how you can make up your roster. And we've seen more parity and more talent distributed based on the transfer portal and the NIL and all of that stuff. and you can win at levels, at places that maybe historically have not won because, you know, you can pay players and you can get players more easily. They're moving around a little more. So a place like Ole Miss is probably one of those spots we've seen, and Lane Kiffin has proven that you can do some damage there. You can win there in this era. And you wonder if that is enough, right, to keep him there. That in a new contract, which I'm sure, and Keith Carter, the athletic director there, I think I said this publicly, he's trying to lock Lane Kiffin up further with a new extension and a new contract. But, you know, you ask about Florida and LSU, and I think actually the two jobs are very similar. I think the new places are very similar. I think the history is sort of similar. The fan base is even quite similar to a degree. The resources are similar, the geographic footprint and the recruiting. There's a lot of similarities there, but no school, guys, can say that they had three different head coaches win a national championship in a 17 season span. And LSU can say that. And I think that probably for me, easily sort of wins the argument of which job is better.
When you look at, like, you know, it's nationwide, but then you look at a place like Oregon, I don't know, Eugene, Oregon, you know, it rains a lot. I mean, their stadium, okay, their crowd's into the game, but, you know, they have that Nike money, Phil Knight. How involved Oregon? Because they got a hot commodity in their coach. Do you think he wants to stay in Oregon? Because if you look at his background, a lot of
SEC stops.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's your take on him? Is that a potential candidate?
Yeah, well, certainly a lot of people are interested in Dan Lanning. The problem with Dan Lanning is he's very costly, and I'm not talking about just for his salary. His buyout, his school buyout at Oregon is $20 million. So you have to pay that in order to get him. But that's not all. He does have a separate sort of agreement with Phil Knight and Nike. That maybe hasn't probably been reported about deeply, but it also includes a commitment for him to stay. And if he were to leave, that would require him to pay a very, very large sum of money, I think. So he has been very public, I should say, more than any other coach Dan Lanning has, in that he is staying at Oregon, and he's happy there, and he's fine there. So he would be one that certainly LSU would probably express interest in, but also one that that would be very tough to get.
John Sumrall at Tulane. And, okay, it would be weird, but listen, weird things happen in life. Not everything is Watusi, so to speak. You got a lot of different ways, but – again, the top two on that list, you got to make the phone calls to Lanning. You got to make it to Lane.
Even call Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Nick's
going to tell you no.
He might advise you who you need to hire.
Exactly.
You know.
And he would say Dan because Dan was on his staff one time. But John Sumrall would seem to be the fallback guy because not both of them are leaving. Lanning and Kiffin, one of the two might leave.
The LSU people, Mike and Ross, I think they're not humble enough. If they didn't take Billy Napier, give him a chance from Louisiana Raging Cajuns, they would treat Sumrall the same way. Oh, no, well, we don't want the Tulane coach. I'm telling you, some LSU people, they're too pompous with that.
Okay, what if he gets into the top 12?
Well, that's a different thing. They got to beat Memphis. That's like a playoff game before the playoffs to have a chance.
So, Ross, I'll ask you your thoughts on John Sumrall, because I think he becomes maybe kind of the backdrop would here, because so much attention about Lanning and Kiffin, he becomes the number three guy, and he'll have a lot of teams after him.
He will. He's a great coach. He's done a good job there at Tulane. He's done a great job at Troy as well before that. And he, you know, he's certainly a guy. He's from Alabama. He went to Kentucky. He's a Southern sort of guy that sort of plugs in to most Southern places. And I think there's plenty of programs that are very interested in hiring him. Right. There's a program in Auburn, Alabama that may open. That would be very interested too. I think there's one in Arkansas interested potentially as well. So he would be courted by plenty programs. But I think, Bobby, you bring up a great point, and that is that will LSU hire not just somebody that works at a Group of Six program in the state of Louisiana, or not just as somebody, you know, that works at a Group of Six program, but one that works right there, right down the street in the state of Louisiana. Will you hire the whole little brother, you know, coach? And that is a question that I remember came up 4 years ago with Billy Napier, as you mentioned, and they decided, you know, not to do it then. I'm not even sure. I can't remember for sure, but I don't even think Billy Napier got a interview from LSU during that process, because there was always sort of that stigma of, well, we can't possibly hire a Group of Six Louisiana head coach.
Now, Ross, with that being said, and you bring up the name, image, and likeness, and just look at the lights. We're not talking about, like, traditional basketball. Look at the Indiana Hoosiers. I mean, you think Indiana, like Kentucky Wildcats, Duke, North Carolina basketball programs. Look at their football program where they're at, and they hired the coach from James Madison. Okay, so then I'll look at Texas Tech and look at their name, image, and likeness. They hired, people don't even know who in the hell is the Texas Tech head coach. They, you know, unless they're truly following football, but they don't know who that is, but he's a very successful Texas high school football coach. But the point being, if you look at now the resources, the money you're spending, could it be a case in point that you have to have your cake and eat it too? What I mean by that, do you have to pay a coach unbelievable money? And then you also have to be amongst the best with name, image, and likeness. But how about the approach more like with Texas Tech? Well, we pay in the players. Now, you have to have a coach who can get all these all-stars together to play as a team. But just look right now in the playoff picture. That's not traditional. Who wants to go to Lubbock, Texas, the tumbleweed in the middle of nowhere? But look at Texas Tech in Bloomington, Indiana. Look how relevant they are this year.
That's true. And you think about maybe the G6 coaches, and not just those, that group, which would include Summerall, Silverfield at Memphis, Alex Golish at South Florida, Eric Morris at North Texas, and Bob Chesney at JMU, some of the hot G6 guys, even Dan Mullen, of course, out west. He's done a good job at UNLV. You know, could you hire one of them? But not only that, maybe a coordinator, you know. Colin Klein is an offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. Is he ready? Will Stein, the offensive coordinator at Oregon, you know, is he ready for some big job? Look, LSU, aside from Orgeron, which is a different situation, right, because he was on staff, he's from Louisiana, just the way that played out, LSU has hired sitting power conference coaches. I mean, you look at the last three or four hires, right? Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, Nick Saban at Michigan State, Les Miles at Oklahoma State, Jerry DiNardo even at Vanderbilt, right? I mean, they have gone for the P4 sitting head coach. Is it time now to make a change and hire somebody different? I suspect not, Bobby. I suspect not, but there's certainly guys in that group that should get a look and should be part of the conversation.
Ross, the $64 million question, and I've done enough shows today, and I can't give them a good one. But who makes the final call on the new head coach at LSU? Will it be Scott Woodward? And we know Louisiana politics is always involved, and we've seen governors heavily involved. We saw Les Miles get carried off the field. Joe Oliva was going to fire him that night, but they get that phone call from Bobby Jindal. Not doing it. Not going to do it. They kept him. Who makes the final call here? Is it going to be someone outside of Scott Woodward? They don't have a president yet. I suspect they will. He's a Bayou guy, but he speaks a lot better than Bobby and I do when you talk to him one-on-one. Wade talks a lot better. But your thoughts on who makes that final call?
And along with Mike saying, why does Scott Woodward, why he's not taking more heat? He's the one who hired Coach Kelly. You know, I mean, okay, look, he hired an awesome baseball coach and the woman's
basketball
and national championship. But you can win five straight years of baseball national championships. We love to go to Omaha. But, man, football's king.
Yes.
You got to be in the top 12. It doesn't matter. It's good that you're doing all that other stuff, but you can't get football wrong. So Scott Woodward, it's like from a national perspective, not giving him a pass, but from a local perspective, we are.
Exactly.
It's a good question. It is on who hires the next coach, because we know from the release that LSU put out, right? They put out the statement yesterday. It made pretty clear it only quoted one person in that statement, right? It only quoted Scott Woodward, and since he talked about him, his decision on firing Brian Kelly, and talked about his decision on running a national search. So from that statement, I gather he will be doing the search, but I have a feeling, guys, as you probably suspect, board members, donors, and probably political figures will be involved, I would think, in the conversations, especially because of the money involved going out and potentially the new money coming in with a new coach.
And what happened to the last time you cut that big-time coach a check? It was like, wait a minute now, we're going to get involved with this. Ross, thanks so much. I know it's a busy day for you the last 2 days, but we appreciate you joining us here on Second Guess.
All right, thank you, Ross.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. Ross Dallinger does a great job. Covered the LSU beat for a long time. Now working for Yahoo Sports and covering the college football scene. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of the Second Guest Show, I want to thank Ross Dallinger for joining us. Always does a great job here on the Big 870. We'll be back with more Second Guests from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this news break.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.